So I have been looking at Jeremiah the last couple of days. And in that first chapter of Jeremiah, we were looking because God called Jeremiah. We saw that when God called Jeremiah, his response is, "Oh, Lord, I can't. I'm not ready. I'm a youth. I can't do that." And God said, "Don't say I'm a youth." Or in other words, God said, "Don't say what's contrary to what I said. If I said you can do this, don't say you can't. If I said you are this, don't say that you're not. If I said it, then embrace it and receive it." And then we saw that right after that, in verse number 8, he said, God said to Jeremiah, "And when I send you out to speak to people," he said, "do not be afraid of their faces, for I am there to deliver you, says the Lord." He's going to do, all we have to do is do the work. We don't have to worry about the results. One of the things that was a common theme that I kept coming back to all of last year was a simple theme. The duty is ours. The results are God's. All I have to do is just be faithful to do what God has called me to do. This is essentially what God was telling Jeremiah. The duty's yours. The results are mine. The duty is yours. I'm going to put the words in your mouth. You speak them, and I'll take care of the rest. And the same thing is true for you. If you're a prayer warrior, just pray. If you're one who prays for people to be healed from sickness, go out and find people and pray for their healing. Speak the word. If you're a teacher, teach. If you've got a prophetic word, give a prophetic word. You know, whatever it is that God's called you to do, if you're an encourager, go encourage. You just go do it. The duty is ours. The results are God. Whatever he's commissioned you to do, whatever he's called you, whatever he has put before you, assigned for you to do, just do your duty. And the results, it's not up to you to have the results. You do the work. God brings the results. God brings the victories. God brings the good things. They come from him. So let's move on to verse number 9. I'm going to read verses 9, 10, 11, and 12. "Then the Lord put forth his hand, and he touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a branch of an almond tree. The Lord said to me, You have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word." So after God had spoken to Jeremiah and told Jeremiah, "Before you were born, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you and I had plans for you." Same thing is true for you and I. Before you were born, God knew you, and he had plans set aside and prepared for you. Same thing is true for you and I today. And God said to Jeremiah, "I'm going to give you the words, and you're going to go speak my words." And he said, "Don't be afraid when you do. Don't be afraid of their faces. When you see their reactions, don't be discouraged. Don't be worried about that. You do what I say. I'll take care of the rest." Then the Lord said, the Lord put his hand on my mouth, touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, "Behold, I have put my words into your mouth." Now, it's important for us to just stop for a second, I think, and to remember once again, these are powerful words, because Jeremiah is saying that in a vision, he saw God, after God gave him these instructions, and he heard God speak this to him, he saw God touch his own lips, and God say, "I have put my word, I have put my word into your mouth, my words into your mouth." Now, why I wanted to pause, I want us to realize and think about the fact that Jeremiah, again, was under a different covenant. There's so much power that is in the Old Testament and the truth that they lived out in the Old Covenant. But we need to always remember, that's even more so for us because we have a superior covenant. We have the new covenant in the blood of Jesus, which means we have everything. We have relationship with the Father through Jesus Christ, something that Jeremiah could not fully have. We have relationship established once again. There is no separation. If you've accepted the work of Jesus Christ on your behalf, there is nothing that separates you from God. You are not separated from God at all. Nothing. Nothing separates you. Not your past failures, not the mistakes even you made this morning. Nothing separates you from God. That's the new covenant in his blood. Nothing separates us from God, and we have the full power and the authority that is in Jesus' name. We have the full power and authority of all the things that Jesus has done, and he works his power through us. So what we have, we can read this truth about Jeremiah and know that this is true for you. Take these words and understand that these are true for you as well. These are truths for you with even more power than what Jeremiah had. Now we see the words that Jeremiah speaks throughout the rest of the book of Jeremiah. And we see how God moved through those words, and that's exactly what God said he would do. God said he would give Jeremiah the words. Jeremiah would speak those words to the nation, and then God would bring about what he was going to bring about. He would do what he was going to do. But he would do it after it was spoken by Jeremiah. We talked about that yesterday. God moves through the words of faith spoken by others. God moves through our words. When we speak his words, when we speak his words in faith, he moves through those words. But we must use his words. In the same way that God gave Jeremiah the words to speak, the truth of the matter is, God has put his word on our lips and in our mouths because his word is in us. We have the entirety of this word of God. We have everything that is from, you know, the very first verse of the very first chapter in the book of Genesis. We have every word and every truth that is in there, right up through the final words in the book of Revelation. We have every one of those words and every one of that truth is in us. And he has given us the power because we now have the authority of Jesus Christ. So we speak those words with power. We speak every one of these words with power. You speak the word and his power moves through you. That's what Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 tells us. You're able to do beyond we could think of or possibly imagine through his power, which is at work through us. It's his power at work through us, and it works through the word. You have the entirety of the word. We read these verses in Jeremiah and think, wow, that is awesome. God gave Jeremiah. God put his words in Jeremiah's mouth. And you picture God touching Jeremiah's mouth. Jeremiah saw it. Picture God's hand touching Jeremiah's mouth and filling his mouth with his words and then sending him out and saying, go speak my word because I will move through that word with power. Picture that and you say, that is awesome. That's exactly what's transpired for us as well. God has given us his word. Jesus Christ, we think what a powerful image that is to see the hand of God touching the mouth of Jeremiah. And we think, man, I wish I could speak the words. I wish God filled my mouth with his word and his hand touched my mouth and enabled me to speak his word. That would be awesome. I could speak his word and impact people's lives. I would have truth to tell people that would change their lives. I would have words that were God's words and I'd just be speaking God's words. And they would bring about glorious and amazing things. And we think that would just be so awesome. Well, it's true. It's even more true for you than it is for Jeremiah. Because God touched the mouth of Jeremiah and put his words in Jeremiah. You have the word already in you. More than just having God touch your mouth, he gave his very spirit and filled you with his spirit. He filled your spirit with his spirit. He brought your spirit, which was dead because of sin, and filled it with his spirit, so your spirit is alive and is connected to him. We think it's awesome to see and to picture God's hand touching Jeremiah and filling his mouth with his own words. You are filled from the inside. From the inside you are filled. He's more than touched you. He's more than touched your mouth. He's put his very spirit within you. And now the words come from within inside of you and you speak them. That is a great, great picture. And it's more powerful than what we see taking place even with Jeremiah. So with that in mind, let's read those verses again. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words into your mouth. You have the word of God right here before you. And his spirit, he's more than touched your mouth. He's filled you with his spirit. And so if I will take this word, these words that are before me all the time, and you know what? We live in an amazing time when his word is ever present before us. You can go online and get his word. Truth of the matter is, most of us have his word in multiple sources. You know, you hear about people, I remember a missionary, you know, talking about, and you can even hear in stories historically where this is taking place, where people, I remember missionaries saying that, I think it was in China, and there was only one Bible, and all these believers were underground believers, and so they had the Bible, it was divided up into books. And it might have even been chapters, I don't really remember. But they would read a chapter, then they'd pass it on to the next person, and they would get a different chapter. So the Bible passed through their hands, and it passed through their hands in segments, and nobody could keep it. They had to keep passing it on and passing it amongst each other. You and I have the Bible in front of us all the time. In fact, my guess is right now, probably most of you have more than one Bible. Most of us have multiple Bibles. Now, I understand I'm a pastor, and so it's a little bit different, but I bet probably I easily have that I use. Well, I'll say this. Bibles that I use all the time, I have 6 Bibles that I use on a regular basis. 6. And I got more than that. We have the Word of God present before us at all times. We have His Word. We picture this, and God said to Jeremiah, I have put my words into your mouth. Well, first of all, Jesus is the Word. Jesus dwells in you because His Spirit dwells in you. So you have the Word within you. But we have His Word right here in the Word of God. And as we fill our souls, our minds, our hearts, our emotions with this Word, as we fill our minds with this Word, we have that Word that we can then reproduce. All right? So let's go on and see what God said to Jeremiah. See, I have this day set you over nations and over the kingdoms. Now, God set Jeremiah over the nations and over the kingdoms because he had his word. God set Jeremiah over the kingdoms and over the nations because he gave Jeremiah the word to speak to those nations. You've got the word. You have the word in front of you, and you have the word that is in you. Do you think you're not set? See, we limit ourselves and say that, well, I can't speak. I can't speak to people. I'm not going to ever speak to nations. You have no idea. You can go back historically and see how sometimes. There's a great story of, I believe it was Charles Finney, and how one person who, you know, to most people know history, will never know this person's name. I've read the story, and I can't even think of his name. But he one time faithfully came and gave the word that he knew. He gave the word of God that he had. And that man never got to speak to nations. He never got to speak globally. But he had authority over nations, and he had authority over kingdoms. How did he have that? He was faithful, and he spoke the word. He spoke the gospel truth to Charles Finney. He gave Charles Finney the word of God. And when he left Charles Finney had not received that word. He did not receive it. He went on. And yet Charles Finney thought about that word. And just as we saw, as God said to Jeremiah, God said, you know, you don't worry about their faces. You speak the word, and I'll take care of the rest. The duty is ours. The results are God's. This man just did what God told him to do. He did his duty. He gave the word to Charles Finney. He didn't see any reaction or response. He didn't know any different. He left thinking that Charles Finney had rejected it. But God moved through that word and brought Charles Finney to a place of giving his heart to Jesus Christ. And then Charles Finney, and as the story goes on, I'm not going to remember all the details, and I don't have time to go through it now, but Charles Finney had an impact on another man. Another man had a national ministry. He had an impact. And the story goes on, and you can see the carryover right up through Billy Graham. And Billy Graham still is influencing nations, the entire globe, literally, to this day. So what one man faithfully said about 125 or 135 years ago, he was faithful to speak one word. That man thought he didn't speak. He didn't have the power over kingdoms and over nations, but he did. And for over 100 years, because of the word that he spoke, over 100 years, the globe has been touched by the word of God. Kingdoms and nations have been affected because he spoke his word to one man. That man built up a huge ministry, and he influenced other ministries that have come and gone and continue to grow, culminating in Billy Graham and the entire world. Billy Graham is probably one of the most universally known names globally. That's power, one man being faithful. So when God said to Jeremiah, I've set you over the nations and over kingdoms, Same thing's true for you. You have the word of God. God put his word into the mouth of Jeremiah. God has put in you the word, Jesus Christ. His spirit dwells within you. And you and I have the word. And this is true. As he said to Jeremiah, it's even more true for you. He has set you over kingdoms. And he has set you because you have the word of God. It's not you, but it's the word that's in you. It's not you, it's the power of the Holy Spirit that is in you and moving through you. And it gives you the opportunity, if you will be faithful and obedient and just do the duty that is yours today, God will take it and will influence kingdoms and nations for generations. That's what he can do through you. You may not believe it, but I guarantee that man in the 1800s didn't believe it either. And there are millions upon millions upon millions of people who are saved today because he did his duty. And the results are God's. God has put his word in your mouth today. Am I using it? Let's plan to use it today. The duty is ours. The results are his.